Guys, what's up? Welcome to the show today. And today, I want to talk about credit. So credit for, especially for people like our age and, you know, for those of us that are in high school and college, I want to talk about credit, how I utilize credit, and how you should too. So first off, I want to say many people are used to the idea of thinking that if they want to get something, they need to get it on their dime, right? But so that's why today I wanted to talk about this concept called leverage. And I think leverage is this super, super, super powerful concept. And if you look at most people that do get started, and especially in real estate, there is the right way to do this, and then there's the horrible, horrible way, which will get you in debt and very miserable. So I think proceed with caution is what I have to say. Credit can be the best thing for you, and it can also be your worst nightmare. So today I want to talk about a few practical tips. So credit, basically, I'm sure you guys know what it is, but it's basically money that is given to you. How do I define something without saying the same word? But basically, it's like, it's not your money, but it's a temporary, you're borrowing money temporarily. So if you look at credit cards, mortgages, credit card, mortgages, they're pretty much all you borrowing money. And I think that you can borrow money in a super smart way. And I think most people, especially like they come into using credit cards and using credit as a consumer. So they use credit as a way for them to spend. So I think that's not a good idea. And there's a few things that I want to talk about. If you guys have not started already building your credit, I think it's super, super important. I got my first credit card, I believe 2 or 3 years ago or even earlier. But I've been building my credit and currently it's very, very good. So I want to talk about why it's important. So the first thing is I think it's always better to use the bank's money rather than yours. And I think that the one tip that is the super practical that has always helped me was pay things the latest that you can possibly pay them. So it doesn't have to be, but pay things the latest that you can possibly pay them. So don't accrue like interest or late fees or anything like that. But if it's due on the 30th, automate a payment to be taken out on the 29th, because like cash is very, very key and you need to always stay liquid, or a good amount you need to be liquid, which means that you just need to keep a good amount in cash. So always pay your bank the latest that you can possibly pay them. So an example of that is if your credit card statement is due on the 30th, paid on the 29th, you just want to, because it's time value of money in a very, very small way. But basically, the three tips that I have for building credit, and then I'll explain into why you need to build credit. The first thing is I think that many people think that if you have like some money on your credit card, like something that's due, it's not a good thing. I think actually keeping a small percentage of your credit. So a credit line is basically like the bank says, we are willing to give you, we're willing to let you borrow X amount. So that's your credit line. So for example, let's say you have a $1,000 credit line, right? So I think it's actually good to keep keep $100 on your card as the balance, which means that you'd never completely pay it off. I think it's actually good, because also it kind of plays into this thing called utilization and things like that. But I always keep a little bit on my card, which is not paid off. And then the second thing that I do, or I try to do, is I try to make payments as often as possible. Many people think that you want to pay off your credit card once a month or whenever it's due. But I think that even if it's the smallest thing, believe it or not, when it comes to calculating your credit score, the more frequent your payment is, on the back end, it actually like the bank actually receives how many times you've paid, which triggers like certain things or algorithms which boost your credit. So definitely like pay once a week. And if you spend $10 on pizza, right, take $10 from your checking account, like your debit account your checking account, and put it into your credit card. Because the more frequent you pay, the more, like it just looks better. You know, it just looks like you're consistently paying. Because remember, the average, the more things you can do that can separate yourself from the average credit user will put you that much far ahead. Because think about what the average credit user does. They pay the minimum payment on the last day of the month, and they only pay once. All right. And then what they do is they miss a few months, which is horrendous. I don't know. I would keep a little bit of balance, but definitely consistently hit with payments, because I think there are certain things which affect your credit. And if you just go on Google and you search what affects my credit score, right, you'll get a whole bunch of lists. I just want to share a few things today. And also the next tip after that, the first one is make credit card payments once a week. So it's super easy. If you have Bank of America or Chase, you can go on your phone and you can basically transfer $10 or $20. You know, just consistently keep transferring money, because it definitely boosts your credit. Well, it did for me. Second thing is keeping your utilization rate at like, people say you want to keep your utilization rate, which means that what you do is if the bank says you can borrow $1,000, you don't go out and spend $1,000, because it's usually bad for your, it doesn't look good on paper. Don't do that. But the best thing you want to do is I like to keep my utilization rates at 25%. Mainly, I mean, some people say like 10% or 20% or 30%, 25%. I like to keep it at that. Like if the bank says you have a credit line of $4,000, I keep it at $1,000, and I consistently send payments. Because I think the size of the payments is also a key thing, but it's also the frequency, like I was mentioning in tip number two. And also, if you have a super low credit line and you would like to spend more on your, well, put more on your credit card and hopefully pay it off, what I would do is call your bank every 30 days and ask for increasing your credit line. And they'll usually tell you, yes, we are going to go ahead and increase your credit line, or no, and here's the reason why. So then it's up to you to adjust and make the changes that are required. But yeah, guys, I think like, one second, I'm just getting a sip of water here. But I think the main thing here is like taking an emphasis on building credit. I think it's super, super, super important, especially for young people. You know, I have this goal of mine now, which is to buy my first house completely by the time I get out of college. It's a very aggressive goal. And what I'm going to need for that is credit. And I think that once you've built your credit and you do have a good credit history, what happens is when you are ready to get into your first investment property or your first residential property, like live there, it'll really help you. It'll help you get a better interest rate on your loan. It'll help you, you know, it'll help you in so many ways. If you want to buy a car, if you want to like get a loan or anything, having a good credit card score is a good way to start. So definitely start by, if you don't have a credit card, open one with the bank that you probably have right now. Like I use, let's just say I use Chase, as my bank. You know, like you just open a credit card through Chase, and I'm sure they'll be happy to help you open a credit card. learn how to use it. And I one last warning slash tip slash everything is if you do decide to open a credit card, remember that it can either be like your best friend or your worst nightmare. Because many people, once they do have a credit card, they feel like they have that extra money. They go ahead and they go spend it. They go buy a Gucci bag or whatever. But don't do that. Like, use credit advantageously. And then also the last thing I forgot again is cash back. You get cash back on your credit cards. It's small, but it can help. And yeah, learn to use the system to your advantage. These are just a few points that I hope will help you. But other than that, peace out, you know, take action, and I will see you on the next episode. I've been keeping real, I've been doing what I feel, I've been out here trying to kill every beat, I know I will, everything I'm working on, every night another song, they've been quiet all along, they gon' notice when I'm gone. Many thoughts in my mind, I can't sleep at night, so I just keep writing. I don't need no help, I don't need opinions, so don't waste my time then. Killing the game and I gotta go ask anybody, they all heard about it. They know when the kid and he's spitting it, know when he getting it, bit and I get in my way. Got this, I like, do whatever I say, cause I could go put you on blast. People been mad at me cause I don't follow them back. I'm laughing cause that is so whack. Why they all trying to act like they been bossing when really their boss has been bossing them up? Nobody ever been telling me what I would do when I keep in the cash, ride the shit out of luck. I want them more, now I get what I wish. Upgrading out with some pens that I whip. Making six figures, don't talk about it. Money and shit, it's about how you think. Tired of people who making excuses, then they complain about losing. Tell me about what you been doing, tell me about how you been moving. You ain't got nothing to prove then. I did it all on my own, they looking like all of my clones. I don't be following trends, fuck all the popular clothes. You faking and everyone knows, I just be keeping it real. They thinking that I have to go sign a deal, but really the people just found an appeal. I'm in my own lane and I'm steering the wheel, ayy. It's funny how it goes, funny how it goes. Talking about shit they don't even know. Why they tryna tell me about what I should do? They don't know about the shit I've been through. It ain't what it seems, it ain't what it seems. Been 4 years, I've been chasing dreams. This ain't overnight, this ain't overnight. Working every night till the sunrise. Fed up with too many things, every time the phone rings, everything the world brings. I've been trying to grow wings, fly away to the kings. I need to take my advice, telling myself and I know that I'm right. Don't listen at first, so I go say it twice. Just think about what's gonna be important in life. I can't waste my time thinking about the girls and the social life that I lost. Everything that's worth it ain't free, and a good life comes with a big cost. I'm a bit lost, but I bounce back like Big Sean, and I will attack like King Kong. Yeah, I've been on and they've been wrong, and I stay strong like whoa. Wish I could talk to the younger me, tell him you don't need to stress out. Everything gonna be good soon, just focus on being the best out. Nevertheless, I won't ever get less than I'm worth, and I know I'm the best now. Looking around and it's looking like everyone busy, they wanna invest now. These people the reason I doubted me, I thought that I wouldn't be good enough. But now that they are reaching out to me, I'm wishing I always had knew what's up. I'm living the same as the listeners, but I just stuck with the vision. I've been trying to motivate everyone listening, tell them to trust what they want and to stick to ambition. It's funny how it goes, funny how it goes. Talking about shit they don't even know. Why they tryna tell me about what I should do? They don't know about the shit I've been through. It ain't what it seems, it ain't what it seems. Been 4 years, I've been chasing dreams. This ain't overnight, this ain't overnight. Working every night till the sunrise.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.